Welcome to Blues Dating Adventures and Hookups, where we discuss my past and present dates. We'll also give the male and female perspective on what it is like to date and possibly be in a relationship. We also add a few helpful tips and tricks from expert matchmakers. It may get a little raunchy, but that's me.
My name's T. You can call me T. 24. I have 2 kids and 2 motherfucking crazy ass baby daddies. I stay in Daytona. That's really it about me.
Okay. So she's a little young tenderoni, all right.
A little young tender slim thing.
All right, well, I want to talk about my scandalous story. It happened when I was, well, it all started when I was 21. So it was my cousin's birthday, and she wanted us to go to a cue party. Now, before we got there, she let us know that this one guy was her special one. I'm not going to say his actual name. We're going to call him Short and Chocolate. All right. So, Mr. Short and Chocolate was like a nice little host to us. Like, he made sure we got our drinks, which was like some Aristocrat and a whole bunch of other sweet stuff that you don't think you're going to get toe up on. But you do. And it's very cheap.
The ones that sneak up on you. Like Cisco. Tito's.
Yeah, Tito's vodka is a mess. But, so we ended up, like, they started playing music and everybody started dancing. So at first, my cousin was dancing with Mr. Short Chocolate. Now, my best friend came with me too. And so did another lady, but she ended up leaving. She was like, I'm too old for this. I don't need to be here. So after a while, Mr. Short Chocolate, and my cousin, because it was her birthday, wanted to let everybody know it was her birthday. And so she started dancing with another cue, and then she disappeared. I didn't really think of nothing about it. So the next thing is Mr. Short Chocolate and my best friend disappeared. Now we're in a house party. So dun, 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 dun. Right. needless to say, fucking going on. And but after a while, I was like, well, I need to find my friend and my cousin. Somebody told me where my cousin was, but it was like a line to that room. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, she's okay. How is she okay? It's a line to this room of whole niggas. Like, when I tell you a line, it had to be like 8 guys in this room.
Line them up.
Right. And I was still very much so intoxicated myself. And I'm going to tell you my little nasty part of the story, too. I ain't going to talk about everybody else and not tell everything else. Well, this twin was, like, trying to move me away from the situation. And then he started kissing on me. He was very sexy. He was, like, tall and nice teeth and just... So anyway, we ended up doing it. And during the situation, he was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. His other twin was at the party, but I didn't think that they would, you know, do this to me. But after I figured it out, the other twin came in after the bathroom situation. And I guess he was already naked because I don't remember him taking off no clothes. And commenced to doing what he was doing. Well, after I still was trying to figure out who I was with, I decided decided to try to find my cousin again. And I ended up having to help her put her clothes on. It was like condoms everywhere. Like, I ain't never seen so many condoms in my life. But at least it was condoms everywhere, and she didn't get no raw sex from all these 50-lipping people that was in there. Now, the reason why this is a scandalous story is because, you know, my best friend is still with Mr. Short Chocolate. Well, the next morning, my cousin and my best friend and I were at my mom's house, and we all woke up together because I had to go to work. And my cousin was like, "Bitch, you slept with my man." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. How you gonna say that? You was fucking everybody at the fucking party." Like, you know. And she, you know, it was just crazy. So, on down the line, Mr. Short Chocolate and I had hooked up because he and I went to the same school. And Mr. Short Chocolate was really just good at giving good
head.
Yes, head.
Fellatio is correct, say.
Yes, yes.
It's conolingus. Fellatio is when you suck it.
Okay, well, either way, nobody likes that word. It doesn't
I love conolingus.
I like fellatio. It sounds better.
Well, you must like to give fellatio, honey.
I will give some.
Oh, yeah. I like giving
turkey neck. You hear me? I'm talking about gobble gobble rooster in the morning. Stop.
I'm good with giving throat, you know, to the right one, you know. I didn't get doing all of that. Actually, at that time, I was not giving anybody no head. But and I was 21. So, yeah. So, back to Mr. Short Chocolate. Yeah, he was really good at that. But his penis was small. I was trying to figure out, like, what was the whole deal? Why was everybody sleeping with this man? And he ain't had no dick. But anyway. So, same year, my cousin and I were hanging out with my boyfriend. And she's, like, all in his face, like, trying to, I don't know, flirt with him. I guess she must have found out that me and Mr. Chocolate had a situation. It's possible. But it wasn't, like, nothing special. Like, it was a one-time deal. Once I found out he had no dick, I mean, head is great and all, but, like, I need
he ain't got no dick. He what?
Like, it was short. It was like.
Oh, I was going to say he missing a dick? Where did it go?
It was like, you know, like, probably like a finger, like your index finger long. And it wasn't even that thick. Like, it just, you know,
what we doing here? He was a pencil pusher.
Yeah. It was that.
That boy had a Sharpie.
But, okay. So, that happened. And this is, I guess we're kind of petty. Me and my cousin must be really petty. So, later on, I started dating my high school crush, and we had broke up for a second. Well, all of a sudden, she was hanging out with him at the club and stuff, and she knew that I had a big crush on him, and we really liked each other, but, you know, whatever. But when we was broke up, she decided that she wanted to, you know, I guess pursue that. She wouldn't tell me that they fucked. He wouldn't tell me that they fucked. But her friend told everybody that.
That's crazy.
So, I was just like over it. Like, this chick, she had done too much. Like, so now we're not friends anymore. But I think that when you have, I don't know what you would say. Yeah. When you have some type of history with somebody and you really like that person, that should be off limits to somebody that claim that they love you and they your friend. But that was my scandalous story. So
I done had some shit go on.
That is crazy. That's crazy. I done had some shit go on. Whew, I done had. Y'all want to hear mine?
Yes, we ready.
Mine. Okay, let me think of one. Okay, so my first baby daddy. So he was a cheater. That nigga was a dog, okay? I knew he was a dog, but he was my dog, and I had that puppy on the leash. You feel me? He only got butt so far until I put him back in his place. Okay, so he came around with this car. He was claiming that it was his auntie's. It was his auntie's or whatever. I had some type of, you know, thought in my head that he was fucking with a bitch and he was driving her car. But he came and picked me up in the car. So I didn't think nothing of it. Well, I did think something of it, but I didn't really care. Because, like, you're picking me up in the car. We're riding around the city in this bitch. So I'm asking questions because I'm like, I know his auntie don't trust him. Like, I know that's not going to happen. So, like, I'm just asking questions for him to, you know, slip up and punch his ass. So his cousin get in the car and I say something to his cousin was like, yeah, this my he was like, this my homegirls or some shit. And I was like, I thought it was his auntie's. And he was like, yeah, my homegirl mama's, which is his auntie, some shit. And I was like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay. So then I asked to drive the car. He was like, you can't drive it because my auntie said I can't let nobody drive the car. So now I'm getting hot. We parked the car. I hop in the driver's seat. He started spazzing in the middle of the parking lot. This nigga called my grandma outside, called the police outside because I tried to rip the door off the car. At this point, I know it's not your aunties and you're playing with me. So this motherfucker, real deal, like as I'm in the car, he runs because we're outside, my people shit. This motherfucker running my grandma door, banging on the door, talking about I'm trying to steal the car. He finna call the police because I'm trying to steal the car. I ain't got no license. It's his auntie car. At this point, the nigga is damn near in tears. Girl, then later on, he had ended up going to jail. And I had told his mama to give me his phone so I could go to the first appearance to help his case. The mama brought me the phone and gave me the password to the phone at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I done convinced her to bring me the phone at 4:05 in the morning. So she brought me the phone and apparently he called her from jail and asked her about the phone and she told him she gave it to me and he told her to come and get it. So she calling me to get the phone back. Because he told her I can't have the phone. So at this point, I'm avoiding the mama. I'm like real deal bucking the mama because I know he's cheating. I got the password and he in jail. So can't nobody do nothing about this shit. I'm real deal. Like, can't nobody do nothing about it. Like, what is she going to do? So I'm going through the phone and I see he was texting bitches that stay in my neighborhood that talk to me. Like, these girls were my... they looked up to me type shit. Like, bitch would tell me and him look cute together, all this shit. Okay, so it was like 3 bitches. So I take the phone and I start texting the bitches like it's him. I text all 3 of these hoes at like 7-8 o'clock in the morning because she brought me the phone at like 4-5. So I've been going to the phone for about a good 3-4 hours just sitting there going through the phone texting bitches. They finally replied. I had all of them told all of them to meet me at the same time in the same spot. They all came like one by one. And then like one girl, she didn't come. So I had to go to her house. The first girl came and come outside and give me a kiss. I'm standing at the green tank in the middle of the neighborhood. You feel me? Like, come give me a kiss. She's like, I just woke up. I got to brush my teeth. And da-da-da-da. I was like, don't worry about it. Come here. It was slob on her mouth. She had, like, legit crust on her mouth. Like, she legit came outside and came. And when she came around the corner and seen me, she tried to run. She tried to run. So I, like, chased her. And then I, like, grabbed. You know how, like, your mama grab you by your collar?
Mm-hmm.
I
grabbed her motherfucking ass, and I was like, bitch. She was like, please, 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 please. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight about a nigga. I didn't know y'all go together. I didn't know y'all go together. How you didn't know you seen me and this man together every day?
Mm.
She was like legit shaking, crying, like crying. And I told her, and she was like, me and him, I was like, I didn't do anything. She was like, I didn't do anything with him. This and the third. I had showed her the videos of her and her drawers and shit, because she was sending him videos of her, you know, like little videos of her and her panties and in her bra and shit like that. So I'm a fucking...
We were at the point where you were showing her her self in her panties and bra.
Yes, and she went to boohoo crying, and I was like, I will send this to her mama and shit, because she was young. She was like 14, 15. And at the time, I was like 16, 17. And the dude that I was dating was 3 years older than me. So he's like 19. And you're sending him this shit. And so I was like, I was threatening her, like, I'll send this shit to your mama because you being a little hoe. She went to crying, and I ended up letting her go home. She told her family that I tried to beat her up outside, and then it was a whole, that was a whole nother story. It ended up becoming like a whole shit for like 3 months. And then the next girl ended up coming outside. I cussed her out. We almost fought until somebody broke us up. Mm. And the third girl, she didn't come outside because she ended up figuring out that he was in jail and figured out that it was me texting her. So she was like, she not coming outside. So I went to her house and I ended up getting into it with her mama because the bitch and her mama was trying to mess with my nigga. So bitch, I'm, yes. So now I'm at your house. You got this
grown the mama?
Ass, yes, you got this grown ass 30, 40 year old woman and your young ass trying to mess with my nigga. And when I went to the house and the mama was like, I knocked on the door, the mama came out, came to the door, and I was like, can I speak with your daughter, please? And she was like, about what? And I was like, this between me and her. And she brought her daughter to the door, and she kept the door open, standing in the doorway while I was talking to her. And the daughter was like, and the first thing she said when she came to the door was like, I didn't know. She's like, I didn't know. I didn't know y'all went. She's like, I didn't know y'all go together. And I was like, what you mean? Like, you call me your sister, you feel me? Like, bitch, you was the main one I wanted to hit of your shit. Because, bitch, you look up to me. Don't even play stupid with me right now, for real. Then the mama went to trying to push her out the way, because I got... And the mama pushed her out the way, like pushed her behind her and was like, what are you coming over here for? Trying to confront my daughter, about your boyfriend, da, 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 when he trying to fuck with everybody. And I was like, get your grown ass out my face, because I beat you and your daughter ass right here on your porch, because don't act like I don't know that you trying to suck his dick too. She went to trying to snap it on closed door. Girl, the next day, I ended up getting into it with the next girl, the first girl family, because she told her family that I tried to beat her up. So they all trying to come and talk to me about this shit. I ended up fighting her cousin. My cousin came and fought the girl's sister. We had the whole block blocked off. Some dude jumped in. So now my daddy jumping in. Bitch, we was just fighting for like 2 months straight. All because that nigga wanted to cheat. I don't even play. His auntie hated me from that day on because I kind of fucked her car up a little bit. But, no, the girl, like, me and the girl who car I hit, I was hitting on and shit. She found out that he was letting me ride around in the car. She was mad at me because I fucked up a couple things in her car. Like, I ripped the car seats and shit. I was just fighting for, like, 2 months straight. And he had me fucked up. I broke up with him, but we ended up getting back together, though. The dick was good.
Toxic.
The dick was good.
The dick was good.
Yeah, the dick was good. That's
you know what? The crazy thing is that I didn't think that it was that many mothers and daughters that would be still fucking on the same guy. Like, I actually grew up with a guy that he ended up being in a relationship with the daughter first, and then the mama decided she wanted to be with him. And I thought that was just insane. They all lived in the same house. Like, how can the mom not expect the daughter to want to fuck him again? Like, I knew what it was like, so I know she wanted to fuck him again. Like, what kind of
that's a hot fucking mess,
right?
Damn. I mean, like, this just a story, but I can't imagine witnessing that shit.
I wouldn't want to live in that shit. That's crazy. And then they be going to Walmart together like they're a happy fucking family. Like, that's some nasty ass shit.
Yeah, that's some nasty shit. I'm gonna be fucking on my own man. Mm-mm. Community property. That nigga dick for everybody.
No, for real. And I can't do community dick. That shit, though. I can't do. I tried with my first baby daddy in it. Mm-mm. After them 4 years, that was it. For real, because like when I was pregnant, okay, when I was pregnant with my firstborn, this motherfucker went to texting bitches because I moved, I got us apartment, you feel me? I'm still in my apartment now. And okay, so I got the apartment, you feel me? I moved us in. My daddy helped me pay my deposit or whatever for us to move in. I done fought for him, my daddy, to let him move in with me, you feel me? Because my daddy was like, if I pay your deposit, your boyfriend can't come to your house for 2 weeks. And but I argued with my daddy because I was like, no, I'm pregnant. Like, I'm not going unless he come. Like, that shit is dead. So I did all of that just to kind of find out you're texting bitches while I'm gone talking about you finna Uber hoes to your place because you done moved into your own place and they can come over and hang out with you and this and the third. I beat the brakes off that bitch that day. That's the day I threw the dresser.
Oh, yeah. I think that was warranted at that point. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even be mad at you for wanting to beat him. But, so, like, how did you decide to end that relationship?
How I decided to end that relationship? Ooh, I was a thug that time. I had balls. Big kahunas. You hear me? Big kahunas. I don't know how I grew balls that day, but, baby, I had balls of a 30-year-old man. You hear me? Them balls big. I had big balls that day. Okay, so I had broke up with my baby daddy or whatever because we was fighting too much. Like, we was real deal, like, bumping. Like, this nigga was fighting me like a nigga in the street. We was real deal fighting. Like, I'm talking about you would have thought I was a dude the way we was fighting. Like, anywhere, everywhere. I done fought this man in front of his mama, his grandma, on the block, in front of all his homeboys, and in front of the cousins. In front of the stove, I don't try to mace the bitch and mace myself, like, whole bunch of shit we done been through. And so I'm like, finally, like, okay, this shit dead. So he's like, he's not leaving my place because he pay bills here too. So he like, I ain't leaving until the month up because I don't pay bills this month. So I'm like, okay, well, you just need to understand that we don't go together. He was like, whatever, this, that, and the third. So now that I'm going hanging out, I started talking to somebody else. I'm hanging out or whatever. But I didn't tell him I'm talking to somebody else because I know how he'd react. You feel me? Like, I'm not with that. So me and my homegirl started going out, going to the old. That's just going to the club more. You feel me? I started getting out more. This motherfucker, real deal. Watch me as I used to leave the apartment and he caught the dude picking me and my homegirl up one night. And flip shit. He called me as I got in the car and was like, you a lying. How you gonna be fucking with other niggas? And I'm like, we don't go together. So I hung up on him. Like, we don't go together. I told you can either leave or you gonna deal with shit. And so one day after I had my daughter, she was like 3 months at the time after I had my daughter. So he would go to work during the day, and when he got off, I would leave. And I would leave him with the baby because you would leave me with the baby when I did things, like when I wanted to do things. So when you got home, bitch, you're going to get the baby. Same thing. If I got to deal with her all day, you're going to deal with her when you got time, too. So I gave him the baby, and I would go do what I do. And then I came home like one day at like 6 o'clock in the morning when he would go to work. So, he see this nigga text me goodnight, and he told me I left something. He was like, I left something in his car, but goodnight, you feel me? Like, I give it to you in the morning, goodnight. And I guess he went through my phone while I was asleep. That I woke up to a phone hitting me in my face, like, he shook me. And when I went to moving, I guess, he slapped my ass with the phone, so I woke up to, like, phone in my face. Then he like grabbed me by my shirt, picked me up off the bed, and threw me on the floor. So at this point, bitch, I'm woke now. We went thumping. 6 o'clock in the morning, my baby in the room crying and shit. We going at it. I done cut my foot because I done threw some glass.
we are real deal fighting for a whole hour. Like, this bitch done ripped my tracks out my head. I'm a foot cut. My baby screaming. It's glass everywhere. It's dresser pieces everywhere. It's everything. I done threw silverware at this bitch. Everything. We done fucked up the whole house. I done threw controllers. I done threw everything in this bitch that I could have picked up. Then he broke my phone because I was, like, trying to get my phone to call somebody because now at this point, like, bitch, you still fighting on me. We was fighting for, like, a good hour and a half. Like, bitch, so at this point, I'm trying to get my phone because at this point, you're not stopping. Like, at this point, I feel like I'm fighting for my life. So we go on. We just thump. We still thumping. I'm trying to get my phone. I get my phone. He snatched out my hand and break it into pieces so I can't call nobody. Now I can't call nobody. I ain't got no way to contact nobody. That was the only way. So I end up, he end up taking my baby and running outside and running down the road. Remind you, it's like 6 o'clock now. So you leave out the house with my gent who only 3 months. I run to the door and I'm like banging on her door. I need your phone. I'm trying to call somebody. At this point, you're running off with my jig. So I'm trying to call somebody. And this, I called a dude that I was. He ain't answering the phone. So I had to call him like 6 times. He finally answered the phone. And I'm like, bro, this man beating my ass. Like, I'm bleeding. He took my baby. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do at this point. And he came. And got his ass right. Like, he bitched my baby daddy up. And that's just what it was. Like, they didn't fight or anything. My baby daddy didn't want to fight. Like, he real deal would fight on the bitch, but won't fight a nigga. So, like, when the dude came, he wanted to talk. He was like, you real deal just called a nigga over here? Why we can't talk about it? I'm like, bitch, look at me. Clothes ripped. My foot cut. The fuck?
Oh my God, I can't make this shit up. So I had a long distance friendship with a young lady. We met like local and then everybody parted, went back to their own original city. We kept a friendship going on. So we were like growing up best friends. I would visit her house for holidays, the summer, you know, and then I'd go back home. She's about 4 hours away. I'm going to say this discreetly because I don't want to, this story gets kind of, But so we were friends and we were very strong, whatever. And she had a cousin and her cousin, she gave on the impression her cousin was her best friend. And, you know, like it was cool. So when we linked up and I would go there and visit, I was a teenager. It would be like, we all just hanging out like family, is cool, whatever. But her cousin liked me and I liked her cousin. He was really fine. He was like one of the finest little dudes in the city. Let me just say that. Like, he was a little bit too good to be true for me because he was like the most popular kid in school. He had a lot going on for himself. He was an athlete. They had a little money or whatever. So I was like, oh, you know, gaga, goo-goo about him or whatever. So he visited me. He came and visited me. We had a long distance teenage relationship. And he would visit me and come to my city. And we hung out or whatever. And we got sexual, but we were so timid about the whole subject. So we really didn't. We were like 16. You know, it wasn't really shit. The crazy part. We continued to be off again, on again, phone relationship lovers. So when I was like 18, 19, I went to go visit him. And we were still like a little couple, whatever. It was cool. And that weekend was one of the craziest, most scandalous weekends I've ever experienced. So we hooked up. I got a hotel room. Me and my homegirl went there. He had a friend from my homegirl. I don't think she liked him. But we was like, he was showing me the city and I was like a little tourist and riding around getting it. You know how it is, drinking, smoking, having fun. Because we're a little bit up in age now. And so we didn't really get sexual, but we were definitely had sexual tension. It was cute. So jumping right into it, both of our friends were always around, so we really didn't have a chance to privately do it. So we sent them away for a little while. So when we sent them away, we like did it. It was terrible. Like he was, I could just tell he was young and inexperienced. His thing wouldn't get hard. It was little. It was a lot going on. But, you know, we had ground. You know, we had a foundation. We just liked each other, whatever. So we tried to do it, and it was weird or whatever. And then my friend came to the hotel with his friend, and then we parted ways. And, you know, we just finished riding around, getting it, kicking it, or whatever. So him and I really were really good friends, but not necessarily just fucking on each other. And so we had a cool weekend. We like rode around, drank and smoked until the sun came up, and it was cool. So it was like Sunday, we driving home. We live 4 hours away. I noticed that I had a voicemail. I'm like, I checked my voicemail on my phone, and it was him, but he wasn't talking to me. I'm hearing him talking to my homegirls, my homegirl, other best friend, because we were all little friendship circles, so I knew whose voice that was in the background. And this bitch said, "Does she know?" He like, "Nah, I didn't say nothing. They just left." So then I'm listening, and they starting to fuck. And I'm hearing her, and she's, and he's, and he said her name, and she said his name. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait a minute. So, okay. Following is right. Is this the chick that you was talking to at first, and then he's the cousin, right?
No, this is her friend. We a friendship circle. You know, like, everybody like family. We all hook up. I was going there. I brought my friend. She got her friend and her cousin. And he brought his friend. And we just hung out, drank, smoked, partied. They all been knowing each other. I'm the new friend from a different city.
Okay, I'm confused because... Okay, so who was he fucking?
My friend's girl best friend. I want to say her name. We'll call her S.
Well, don't say her name. That's not going to help us try to figure out.
Right. Who. So my friend, we'll call her T. My friend is T. So everybody brought a friend, right? So my friend T has a cousin and a friend S.
Mm-hmm.
The cousin, him and I were like having an ongoing long distance relationship, like for 3 years.
Right.
His friend L. L was talking to my friend that I brought, which is C.
Mm-hmm.
So we all just partying for the weekend because I'm in town, and him and I really it's just like, you know, cool, like family type shit.
Okay, so which letters was fucking? That's what I want to know.
Girl, T and him.
Oh,
my friend's friend that she brought is fucking her cousin on the voicemail, because he's calling me to see if I left, and she's coming to the same hotel I just left.
You must have left before checkout.
Of course I did. I had to go home. Shit. So yes.
Yo, dying. So, that's fucked up.
Yes. And it gets worse. I get home, and I told my friend, my lifelong actual friend, yeah, I ain't fucking with your cousin no more. Blah, blah, blah. He was fucking your friend, T. And I'm like, did you know that they was messing around? She said, no, I didn't know. But then she tells me she was fucking them too.
Oh, God.
I said,
What the hillbilly shit are y'all on? Everybody fucking him, and he ain't even got no dick.
Them be the ones I be confused about. Like, how the hell is you getting all this pussy and you barely got a dick? Like,
she told me the reason why she told me that she fucked him is because she know that I fucked him and she caught something from him. That's her fucking cousin. So I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And let me tell you how dumb I was. How fucking stupid I was. I went to go visit 10 years later, right? And I'm thinking, okay, we adults, this shit happened. And I always had a grudge against him. And I was like, fuck you. I was mad at him for a minute. But then we all, you know, got back together again, you know, when friends unite. And we was drinking and we was smoking. And he was trying to fuck me. And I'm like, first of all, you got a little dick. And I know this for a fact. You don't know how to eat pussy. But then he pulls out that, I'm a grown ass man now, baby. My shit done got swole. I know what I'm doing. He was like, let me make it up to you. And I'm still trying to figure out, let you fucked your whole cousin. He's like, that's my half cousin.
Like, it make it any better.
Ain't no way a cousin, first of all, gonna be your whole cousin because it ain't like your auntie and uncle made a baby. So that's some bullshit. So, yeah, I fell for the okie doke. And when I tell you, it was another lousy fuck. But his dick got big. But it was just like, that was a wasted body. And I probably shouldn't have did it again. And knowing, like, it was just like the history of it. Because, I mean, I had feelings for this boy. We were phone friends for 3 years. It was hard to let that go. He hurt. He was like one of my first memorable hurts. Like, that shit, I had to hear that shit. You didn't even tell me. I heard the shit. I heard the whole conversation. Girl, I played that damn voicemail over and over and over. I could not believe this shit. But I fucked him again. And then after that, never again.
I'm so confused. I just don't understand why you even went back.
I don't either. Because I didn't know a lot of people when I was visiting.
Girl. The little ones be sentimental. You be... It be when you go back to a little dick nigga, it's because you really got feelings. It's not the dick.
He worked me for 3 years.
In the heart for them. It's really in the heart for them. Like, that's
I ain't got no heart.
That's in the heart.
Let me just be clear. I was definitely fucking around. I was definitely fucking other little niggas. So it was just like the quiet moments that I enjoyed with him. Like, we on the phone for like 3 and 4 hours. And that was when 10, 10, 2, 20, we was on the damn landline. It was back in the day. So we playing long distance phone bills and some more shit.
Ooh.
So we did that shit. That was an investment, man. If I saw this man on the street today, he was so fine. If I saw him on the street today, I would pretend like I did not know him. I've never seen this man before in my life, and I wouldn't give him my time or my attention. I'm smarter now, but I was stupid when I was young. But he fucked his cousin. He cheated on me with his fucking cousin.
Oh, yeah.
They might as well have had a threesome.
You did it with your cousin?
He cheated on his cousin.
You nasty bitch.
Nasty motherfucker.
I don't even know what to say. Because, like, I done had a cousin to approach me and was like, let me just eat it. And that's usually, you know, that's my favorite thing to hear. But not from my cousin. So, I was like, this is what we need to do.
Wait, when your cousin, oh my God, I can't even see, it's sensitive because you don't want to out nobody, but let me tell you, I had one that was chasing me like that.
I'm like, dude, sit back. You my real cousin.
Right. Like, I know how we related, cousin. Like,
damn. That's some crazy shit. Like, y'all can't even go no further. You can't date each other. You can't be out in public. You can't go to no damn family reunion and be like, oh, I'm with such and such. You can't produce no kids. The kids that have one ear, one eye, and crooked legs and shit. No.
Kids about crooked legs and shit. It's not funny, but Lord.
But it's people that really be on that shit, though. And don't think it's nothing wrong with it. That's some hillbilly, hills have eyes shit.
But it's really not. Do not just limit it to hillbillies. Because, honestly, there's people in all types of places that fuck relatives. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like kings and queens, they fuck relatives.
Right.
They marry them. They inbreed.
Yeah. That's disgusting. But
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's no different. It's a condition. If we were conditioned to mate with our relatives to keep for legacy and dynasty, if we were conditioned to those type of standards, we wouldn't think the same. But since we know the harsh reality of inbreeding, then it's a problem. Okay. But if you really think about it, our family members are the first people that we bond with, that we get an attraction for, that we formulate the normality of what the opposite sex looks like. Like, you look at your cousin. I got a cousin that's fine as shit. But that don't mean that I want to touch his privacy parts. But I recognize as a woman and he's a man that he's fine as shit.
I mean, I get that. I understand that. I wouldn't say that they fine as shit. I would say that this person's attractive, you know, like, going a little too far. Like, I feel like once you start putting a little extra with it, it's but
I just like don't want to touch your privacy ugly part.
But I like genuine.
Like, he has to be genuinely ugly. Humble. Because, bitch, you get a little beside yourself. Put you back in your place, you little ugly motherfucker, you.
Well, honey, I don't know where you at, but, like, in my area, the ugly guys, they think that they doing shit. Like, ugly guys don't know about who they are, honey. Like, ooh. They're like, it gets off. Like, for an ugly guy to, like, have so much confidence, like, that they think that you the one who need to be, like, give a head all the time, or you need to go out your way to do shit for them, or, like, first of all, I'm not sucking an ugly nigga's dick. Period. Then, and I hate to say that, but I have to be attracted.
It depends on who you are.
I can't. Like,
okay, I have kids from two funny looking motherfuckers. They're funny looking, but they mom funny looking motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
Got to deal with them. Ain't got no fucking choice. Too late, yeah.
Y'all got pretty kids, though?
My babies is pretty as fuck. My babies is so pretty. My daughters are my life, man.
So, when you saw the mama, T, like, did you be like, damn, that's why your ass looked like that? Or you didn't really think about it until after you stopped talking to these guys?
My first baby daddy, I looked at his mom and I was like, yeah, I could see it. Yep. And then I seen why he acted the way he did, because his mama. Yep. I could see it. Yep. They all look. I ain't never known nobody who could lie that way. That bitch can lie about everything. I'm talking about, I've never seen somebody who could legit lie about everything. Can't tell the truth about shit. That bitch tell you the sky purple.
I think it's something in the water, too. Because, I mean, I just had a show recently talking about somebody that lied about their last name, honey. Like, who lies about your last name?
That motherfucker told the police he was his twin 3 times.
Well, that's he trying to get out of a ticket, girl. What you trying
and to still do? Tried to go to court as his twin.
Oh no.
Yeah. He that far. He said he'll take it that far.
Oh,
but y'all, I'm finna get off of this. I gotta go to work in a little bit.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming.
All right, y'all, ladies, y'all have fun. I will be back later. I'll text you when I'm off.
Okay. Thanks for joining the show.
You're welcome. See you later, ladies.
Are you enjoying the show? Thanks for tuning in to Blues Dating Adventure and Hookups. If you would like to sponsor the show or give an idea or ask questions, feel free to hit us up. Here's the email, blusdatingadvenhookups@gmail.com. If you would like to give any of your feedback, make sure you hit us up and we'll be glad to get back with you. Thanks for tuning in.